This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coast is Tony Passon joins me in the studio. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Ewan.
Mate, there has been some great news in regards to black spot funding up in up around Panola area. What's going on?
Well, we switched on in recent days a mobile phone tower just south of Panola. It's just off the Riddock Highway, and it'll provide coverage for about 7 square kilometres in that district. No longer a black spot in and around the Panola golf course. So it's a good outcome. It's one of the towers that have been funded under the mobile phone black spot program. That program's currently open for applications, and I've been talking to local councils, local community groups, and business organisations. We're having another round after the round that's opened right now. So there's round 5A open now, round 6 to come. It's great that we've switched on another mobile phone tower, but the reality is there's a lot more work to do. And we're continuing to roll out this mobile phone black spot program, which seeks to deal with the many hundreds of thousands of black spots around our country.
I was going to say, how are the black spots in the Limestone Coast region? I mean, there's obviously a number of them that still need to be fixed up.
Yeah, look, there is any number of black spots. Spending any time in my office, you'll know that. We receive lots of phone calls. But the reality is we're seeking to tick them off one at a time. Obviously, there was the Killara decision around a mobile phone.
Yep.
Black spot at Killara, which will be satisfied by a new tower, the funding being announced. Legs Lane, Avenue Range, round 5A. I know I'm very keen to work with my good friend in the southeast, Nick McBride,
yep,
who's targeting places like Sherwood, some distance from here, but Ferner, Mount McIntyre. There are any number. But every time we switch one of these facilities on, which cost about $1 million between state, federal and telco investment,
wow,
that's one less black spot we have to deal with, one additional piece of that telecommunications puzzle. And the important thing to remember is that if it wasn't for this mobile phone black spot program, which is a subsidy program encouraging the telcos to put towers in locations that aren't economically viable, they simply wouldn't be rolling out these mobile phone towers in places like Killara, Avenue Range, Legs Lane, and just south of Panola, for example.
How easy is it to put an application in to get that black spot funding?
Well, it's not very easy, to be honest, because you need to be in a position to build one. There aren't many of those, effectively telcos. But what happens is that on behalf of all your listeners, the local governments in the region have been working closely with me and Nick McBride, and we've been working up various projects. I tell everyone, if you live in a black spot, if you want to see your coverage improve, get on the blower to my office, get on the blower to the state member's office, speak to your local council, make sure they understand it's a priority, because ultimately applications are made by the telcos, but those decisions are guided, if you like, by the mostly the local government representatives, because a telco knows where their black spot is. They just don't know which ones are most significant from a community's perspective. And personally, I think we should go into a program where the mobile phone black spot program becomes a rolling program, that there's funding every 6 months on an ongoing basis. It's effectively what we've had over the 7 years of the coalition government, but it's been announcement to announcement rather than a rolling program.
Yep.
I'm hopeful that we turn it into a rolling program, but in any event, right now in front of us, we've got round 5A and 6, significant investments. And if you're not telling the decision makers in the room, local councillors, mayors, CEOs, myself, local state members, then your voice isn't being heard, and that black spot is kind of literally dark and nobody knows about it, and it's very unlikely to be resolved.
Now, going from black spot funding and mobile towers to shopping locally, without towers, without mobile coverage, we don't have businesses, we don't have communities, and we need to be shopping local, especially at the moment, because COVID has ruined the year.
Hasn't it been a bad year? I think most people look forward to Christmas. I think I'm actually looking forward to the 31st of December just to rule a line.
Tick it off.
Through 2020. I mean, seriously, if 2020 was illustrated, it'd be a dumpster fire. It's just been so ordinary. But the reality is some of the people most affected by this really difficult year are our local traders, particularly the locals in the retail space. And one of the things we can do in the lead up to Christmas, and not for everyone, but for those that are in the financial position to do so, think about your local retailers and suppliers first. That's all. And if you go local first, you're supporting a local business that's employing local staff, that's contributing to the local community, that's sponsoring the local football or netball club. It's all very simple and obvious. You don't have to physically be in their shop. Lots of them have online presences now, and I'm really pushing the Go Local First campaign. It's been a bad year, but we can do our bit to make sure these local businesses are there for 2021 and beyond. Too often, businesses close down in communities, including ours here in Mount Gambier, and then I hear people say to me, oh, gee, it's sad that such and such a business is no longer operating. One of the things you can do to prevent that is provide them with your patronage by going local first.
Mate, Chrissy, how are you going to spend it?
Oh, I'm spending it at home, a staycation. When you do as much travel as I do, you love it when, you know, you've got 3 or 4 weeks in your diary that doesn't involve a trip to an airport and a trip going somewhere else or a 5-hour drive to the other side of your electorate. I'm looking forward to spending some time with my wife and daughters. They tell me they like having me around, but I think towards the end of Christmas, they've, you know, New Year, they've kind of hoping Daddy has to go back to work. But a staycation is what's in line for me. It's what I always look forward to. I'll be doing the things I don't normally get to do, doing the grocery shopping and those things that I just don't get time to do in this really, busy role. One that I'm privileged to hold. I'll do some thinking about next year and what that looks like. Deep and slow thinking about some of the big policy considerations, but at home. And on Christmas Day, becoming a bit of a tradition, my 10-year-old Bella, who is a passionate cook, that's her thing. She loves cooking, and I are joining a crew of amazing volunteers at the town hall, and together with some fabulous donors from around the region, we're putting lunch on for 100 or so members of the community. We'd love to be serving more, but I think the COVID rules have limited to 100. That's a great experience. I love doing it with Bella, and it means that I don't indulge too much at Christmas punch either, which is a bonus, I've got to say. But look, Ewan, can I say this to everyone in the Limestone Coast? It's been a tough year. We're all looking forward to a better 2021. But I do want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Notwithstanding the challenges we've faced this year, we still live in the greatest country on earth. And that's not down to our environment or our politics or anything else. It's down to the greatest asset we have in Australia, and that's the Australian people. And they've proved themselves first class this year, and I just want to make sure everyone has a good break and we can face up to 2021 full of optimism and hope that we have a year which makes, which causes us to allow 2020 to fade into distant memory.
I totally agree, mate. I cannot wait to have you back on the radio in 2021. Have a great Chrissy, and as always, thanks for dropping by for a chat.
Thanks, Ewan.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.